At this time, we bring in Ripon City Administrator Adam Sontag. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. So, reorganizational meeting. You lost one council member. You got a new one?
Yes. Yes. So, City held its reorganization meeting earlier in the week. So, we do that once every 2 years when the new or the mayor is seated, as well as then the new council. So, not much change in that regard, but Mark Denkert did take over for Terry Grenert, and that was the only contested election. So Mark has joined the council officially now as of Tuesday night. And there was just the realignment of committee appointments and assignments. So everything is set to go for the next 2 years.
Adam, at one of the recent council meetings, you were explaining a delay on the Selfridge Parko project.
Yeah.
So apparently at one time, Alliant owns some property and then the soil has to be remediated?
Yeah, so that Selfridge Park site was, I don't know how many years back, but essentially given to the city to turn into a park after Wisconsin Power and Light used it as, I believe, like a coal ash energy facility. You know, dating back 70, 80 years ago. It was a long time ago. So they, during that closeout of their facility, had some contamination, and they've been working, and now Alliant Energy has been working over the last many years to remediate the contamination and do work to with the DNR to cap certain things and make sure that that area is cleaned up and gets to closure. So they remain, although they don't own it, they remain a responsible party. And as we've been planning out Selfridge Park, which we received, one end of the DNR gives us funds to do the project, while another DNR, segment says, well, wait, you got to do this first. So thankfully, before we got too far into it, we started engaging Alliant and had some conversations. So they'll get in there, get their issues worked out, and then we will begin planning that project. So a little bit of a delay, but you could see it starting toward the end of this year or toward the end of the summer. If not, we'll kick that into full gear next year. But still excited to do that project. It gives us a little better time to plan some things out in that area as well. So obviously a big project adds a lot of nice amenities to that park. So doing it right is important.
When will the city start the St. Wenceslaus project?
St. Wenceslaus is bid date today. So today, So in a couple hours here, we will open bids, and that will then determine the next step on the project. So we've been working with our engineers as well as communicating with the school district on the project. Obviously, it has impacts and to their area there near Ingalls Field, and so we wanted their feedback on making sure that whatever we did, they could build off of and improve the corridor there. So we bid it out today, see where it goes. Hopefully, it comes in under the anticipated cost. But we will start that next week. The Common Council meets. We'll review bids there. If it gets awarded, I would envision it starting in the next couple months. And it's about a three-month project. So with that, timeline, looking at, fall completion time. So making sure that we're not encroaching too much on the activities and events that are held at Ingalls. But we've been talking about that with the district as well, and just saying, this may be a challenge just based on the short timeline, but we're excited to see that road get improved, and I think the district is too, and it needs it. It's in really bad shape, and there's storm sewer failures and utility upgrades that are needed, so it's a good project, and we did get some funding from a local road improvement program to help with that project as well. So
you are talking infrastructure as well then?
Yes. So we are water and sewer as well as storm sewer, and then the addition of some sidewalks. So both sides of the street will have sidewalks leading on Ingalls Field, and it'll stop toward the south end, making it a little more connected and enhanced area Because right now you sort of park, and it we will be eliminating parking on that, and there will be going to a two-way as well. But it's not really a safe area right now, particularly when there's a lot of traffic and cars. So those improvements, we hope, will take care of some of those safety concerns that have been longstanding.
Do you have any lead line replacement that you got to do for this?
Not on that one, no. Okay. We're fortunate there that, well, at least as of now, no. But yeah. If we find anything, we then remove it.
Okay. Another thing, of course, is the Public Works Garage.
Yes.
Are they actually going to break ground on that this year?
We'll see. Hopefully, I think we have a meeting today as well to go over the 100% plan set. So so maybe I shouldn't say 100%. Maybe it's like 98%. But basically, there is a 100% plan. This is what it looks like. This is everything we're doing. And so that gets reviewed today with engineers and any last-minute changes. We did also at a last meeting authorize the purchase of some pretty significant equipment to put inside of it. So that's being done. So, we would look to bid that in the next, 2-3 months.
Okay. At a recent city council meeting during the public comments section, you had a woman come up and propose having the city become a sister city with Ripon, Yorkshire over in Britain.
Yeah.
So you're kind of looking for ideas of what types of things you can exchange with them?
Yeah, there's a history there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that has kind of been in the city hall, toward the back of the building by the mayor's office and conference room, there are a bunch of old sort of gifts and some would say they're artifacts or old. Like there's some really unique plates and pictures and paintings from Ripon, Yorkshire, England. There's been a history there going back, there's dates of 1936 where we were exchanging things. So there was an individual that came and said, let's rekindle that, because there's like handwritten resolutions from 50, 60 years ago back there. So we've been in contact with the local person, and I spoke with the mayor about it last night a little bit more. So we're going to reach out and see if we can't just kind of rekindle that sister city, because it's been there, but it really hasn't been active. So we're excited to see where that goes. We're not booking any flights or anything. That's not where this is headed. We'll just see where we can get creative and see if we can exchange some things and become friendly with across the pond. So
well, maybe if you could get some of them to travel here, you could make one of them mayor for a day or something like that.
we can do a lot of different things. We can take them on a tour. We can we would certainly host and maybe there's a group that does go over there eventually, but we're not at that point yet. So,
yeah. But I liked your idea of sending them some Knuth beer.
Yeah, we could, we can send them a care package. You can make sure it gets over there. There's a lot of unique and fun things I think we could collectively put together and share with them.
Well, so just goes to show that when you have somebody pop up and during the public comments section that you do take them to heart. So,
yeah, no doubt. And it brings up a good point. And it's, certainly there's been a past there. So, and a history. So we don't want to forget that. And sometimes those are the things that, we're not thinking about because mm-hmm. we're worried about the list of things I just talked about.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Obviously you have some serious stuff to look and take care
of. But this
of,
is so. Fun. This is the stuff that's fun and it's exciting. So,
Adam, thank you very much for
you
joining
bet.
Us
Anytime.
This morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Adam Sontag, who is a Ripon City Administrator. We appreciate him joining us this morning here on The Morning Wake.